How do you know your campaign's in trouble? When your car gets more attention than your ideas. That's what's happening to the infant campaign of Clay Pell, who would like to be our next governor. The whereabouts of Pell's Toyota Prius has overshadowed everything else in his quest to win the Democratic nomination for governor. It turns out that on two separate occasions within the past few months, Pell and his wife, champion figure skater Michelle Kwan, have reported their Prius missing. A week before Christmas, Pell called Providence police to report that the car was gone. He told a cop he had last seen his 2010 automobile the night before when he parked it outside his home on the city's east side. After he filed a stolen car report, Pell found the Prius that afternoon in the parking lot of a CVS drugstore a few blocks from his house. Police said Pell's car showed no signs of damage or tampering that are usually linked to a vehicle theft. Then on February 25th, Pell and Kwan again told police their Prius was gone. Kwan told police she and her husband were slated to go to a campaign event and that others were waiting for them. Pell apparently dropped the keys in the car and had a hard time retrieving them. So he left them between the seats and didn't lock the car door. The next morning, Kwan left the couple's home and noticed the Prius missing. Police say Pell and Kwan spent 9 hours searching for the car before reporting it gone, a fact disputed by Pell's campaign spokesman. Whether this is much ado about not much doesn't really matter. At this point in the campaign, it's garnered outsized media coverage and driven talk radio chatter. It's about all the Rhode Island gang of 500, you know, the politicians, political insiders, and reporters, are chatting about over their beverages at the local watering dens. You can blame a myopic and silly media for focusing on this stuff. Yet this is the way things always go in the early stages of a campaign when reporters have pages and newscasts to fill but little on their radar screen except endorsements, the bloodless numbers of a pollster, and fundraising harvests. The truth is that political coverage by Trivial Pursuit is a factor all campaigns face. Candidates have different ways of dealing with it. Some, like one of Pell's opponents, State General Treasurer Gina Raimondo, simply play along and feed the silliness with, well, silliness. She touts her Italian meatloaf recipes and Greenville roots as she asks for yet more campaign cash in her relentless fundraising emails. Others try to change the conversation, a la Republican gubernatorial aspirants Ken Block and Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, with 10-point programs on this or that. Providence Mayor Angel Taveras, another Democratic candidate, seeks to link his job in the capital city with programs he vows to advocate if he wins the State House, such as early childhood education. Pell's campaign has disputed some of the details of the Providence police reports on the Prius. What matters here aren't the details. It's that a campaign that should be talking about how a promising young man plans to make Rhode Island a better state instead has been put in a defensive crouch over a car. The other problem for Pell is that most voters really don't understand unfunded pension liabilities, and their eyes glaze over at the mention of private-public partnerships. Yet they wonder about a guy who doesn't know where his car is and how he's going to handle the Smith Hill crowd and the state's $8.5 billion budget. It's not too late for Pell to put his own imprint on the campaign. The first thing he has to do is alter the narrative and immediately begin focusing on his ample resume and the politics he'll bring to the State House. He would also do well to remind everyone that he suffers none of the baggage of candidates who've been entrenched in Rhode Island politics. And Pell and his spouse, who has dealt with microphones in her face since she was a teenager, had better get used to the rough scrutiny of the 21st century political media, which is a much different animal than the fawning television coverage accorded skating phenoms. Pell campaign manager Devin Driscoll has attempted to put the Prius matter to bed. At this point, says Driscoll, Clay and Michelle just want their car. What they really need to get back is their campaign.